Bienvenidos a Del Tapo al Tango. Today we have a great, great show. I think it's the best guest we've ever had. By far.
Thank you, Liliana. I'm here every time.
No, JB, not you. Come on, the guest.
Oh, the guest.
And the guest. And my guest of honor is my brother, Omar.
Omar.
Hello. Omar. Hola, Omar.
Hola, hola, hola.
Welcome to Studio Fiesta. Yeah.
Gracias, gracias.
Excuse me, Leo's here too.
Liliana, hello. I know you're excited about your brother here,
come on. I was going to say that next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Whatever.
This anyway. Is what it's like working with a Romano.
Oh no, that's not true. Okay, so we have Leo, we have JP, and we have my brother Omar. Okay, so this show, we're going to talk a little about family and how it's, you know, relation between brother and sister.
Meow, meow, meow. What we're going to talk about is Liliana.
Yay!
I'm going to give you guys the scoop.
Okay, first of all, Omar, where do you live? Where are you from?
I was born in Mexico City, mm-hmm. just like Liliana.
Okay.
And we lived there for about 11 years, and then we moved to Chihuahua.
Chihuahua, okay.
We lived there for another 9 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then I live in Dallas, actually.
Okay.
I've been there since 2000.
The Big D.
Big D.
How do you like it there?
I love it. Okay. It's great.
But Liliana is very far away, because maybe you don't know, but we record these podcasts in Shanghai, China. And so you've come a long way to be on this show.
That's right. Yeah. That's as far as we could send her.
Okay, that's not funny.
Why didn't you go to China? We hear that's nice.
Or Australia, something like that.
That's mean.
No.
So what do you do in Dallas? Do you work on what?
I do as little as possible now.
Nice.
Yeah, I work out of Dallas. I actually travel almost every week somewhere, but my base is out of Dallas. I do consulting for CFOs.
CFO, what's Whoa. I don't know what a CFO is.
Chief Financial Officer.
Wow.
So it's finance stuff.
It just sounds fancy, don't worry.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's get to the good stuff. Tell us a funny story about Liliana.
Funny story about Liliana. Well, you know, some of the stories that I can share with you guys are funny to me, maybe okay. not to her, so.
No, okay, which one are you going to
tell? Yeah, let's hear it.
That's what we want to hear.
The funny stories about her? No. The funniest things to me is when she gets pissed off for, you know, something that I do. But when she was about maybe 16 or 17, maybe 16, one of the first times she went out with me and her cousins and all of that, we went out in Mexico City to this bar, right? So Liliana, I don't know if you know this, but everywhere she goes to, she's dancing all over the place.
Of course, yes, yes, we actually know that.
And I'm sitting there like, oh my God, I don't know. Why'd we bring her here? But anyway.
He was embarrassed. How can you be embarrassed?
Have you seen yourself? No, I'm just kidding. So
16-year-old Liliana in a bar in Mexico City.
In Mexico City.
Which is like big.
Going
These are
crazy.
The big leagues. Yeah,
this is a big day for her.
Big leagues, yeah.
And a horrible day for me. But she's dancing, and there's this guy that I can see, you know, right in front of me, and he's kind of like posing to Liliana and just pointing at her and stuff like that.
Uh-oh, okay.
And he's a small guy, right? It's not nothing crazy, but Liliana is dancing, and the guy's trying to get her to dance with him, but mm-hmm. he's far away, so he's pointing at her, asking her to come dance with him. So he's pointing at her, and I'm basically in the way, and I'm like, me? You mean me? And I'm like, I'll be right there. And the guy's like, no, her. And, oh, yeah, me? I'll come dance with you, you know? And I Excellent. Come tell my sister, and she's like, oh, my God, why do you have to ruin everything? She's ready to dance,
man. And I didn't dance with anyone, thanks to my brother.
You were 16.
What? Come on.
You don't have the right at that age.
No, because what we're talking about here is protective Mexican brothers. Right?
Yes. Yep.
And so if those of you who don't have protective Mexican brothers, you should know that, you know, when you're out in a bar at 16, your brother is going to watch your back.
Oh, yeah.
And your front.
And at 17 and at 18.
No, even now at 30.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You're 30?
Well, Jesus. No. Oh, wait. No. I'm 29.
Ya sabemos, Liliana. Ya sabemos.
Yes.
She's 4 years older
No,
than
no.
You.
You're older. Shut up. No, but it's true. In Mexican, you know, not only Mexican, but the culture in Latinos, usually big brothers especially, they protect their sisters.
Mm-hmm. Protect and torment, right?
Oh, yeah. They have to check the guy, like, what's his name, what does he do, and then he has to go first, like, into an interview, talk to him, and it's just...
Does he go to church? What does his father do?
Exactly.
And they're never approved.
Never.
Well, but especially when you're, you know, when you're 16, I'll tell you guys another story. We used to live in Chihuahua, and there's a, you know, 16, 17-year-old Liliana that knows everything, right? And all of a sudden, the doorbell rings, and I open the door, and it's a guy I know. It's a guy my age, so I'm 2 years older than Liliana. And I open the door, and this is the most horrible person ever in the entire city, okay? This is the worst. So I would never want this guy to date anybody that I even know, you know, let alone my sister. So I open the door, and I'm like, hey, man, because I kind of knew the guy. And he's like, hey. And I'm like, what are you doing here? And he's like, is your sister home? I'm like, oh, hell no. Hell no.
Get the heck out of here.
I close the door, and then I tell my sister. She's like, what? I like him. He's so cute.
Okay, this I have to give it to him. It was right. He was right.
He was a horrible person.
Yes,
horrible,
he was.
Horrible,
he was.
Horrible, okay, horrible. So that goes to show. Brothers are always right.
That's no,
right.
No, wait.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Wait, wait. Yeah. I'm a minority right now here. No fair. No, but it's true.
When was the angriest time you've been against your sister?
Oh. Fight, 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 oh fight, God. Fight.
How much time do we have? Now, I got a lot of those stories for sure.
Okay.
I think one that comes to mind probably is when we lived in Chihuahua, and Liliana had, I don't know, done something, and she was grounded. So it was like a Friday night, Saturday night. It was on the weekend. So I go out with my friends, and we go to this bar, like a club or whatever. And it's like, you know, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and one of my friends comes over to the table and goes, hey, I just talked to your sister, you know. And I'm like, no, you're confused, you know, my sister sleeping at home, and she's reading the Bible or something. Because, and plus she's grounded, so she can't be here. And mm-hmm. The guy's like, no, she's right there. And she points over to the dance floor, and there's Liliana dancing with some guy. Like,
she's not even subtle about it.
I didn't see him.
She's going crazy in the dance floor with some guy that's like twice her age. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm instantly a little mad, but then she makes me even, you know, angrier, because I go to the dance floor, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing here? You know, you're grounded. And that was the, you know, initially just my reaction was like, you're grounded. Shouldn't you be home sleeping? She's like, whatever. I snuck out. Excuse me. Like, she literally like climbed out of the balcony of her second floor.
Yeah.
A bedroom. And she went out to the club. And I'm like, oh my God. And she told me like it was nothing. Like, whatever. I climbed out and blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
like,
how do we say this in Spanish? Whatever. I snuck out.
Me salí.
No, and the worst...
Me escapé.
And the worst is that because I knew they were going to check on me, mm-hmm. like my cousin was staying with us, so I invited one of my friends and told her there was going to be like a pajama party. So she came, so she would sleep in my bed. So then my brother calls my nanny, you know, our nanny that she lived at our house, and she's like, hey, isn't Liliana home? She's like, you're crazy, or what's wrong with you? I just saw her. She was like sleeping. She's like, that's not Liliana.
Oh, so there was a stand-in. It was a whole, you know, complicated thing. I mean, she planned this out. And I'm going, are you crazy? What the hell? So she's like, I'm staying. I'm like, no, we're going. How am I going? No, I'm staying. Yo me voy a quedar.
Ni al caso, yo me quedo.
Ni al caso. Ni al caso, güey.
Yeah, he got angry. And then my dad obviously was so angry because usually, you know, my dad was very strict when we were growing up. But mm-hmm. So usually if he says something, you do it. It was the first time that I was, like, doing something really bad, you know?
Escape.
Yeah. That was my rebelde thing to do, you know? So, yeah, I had to pay for
and
that.
And I was there for the entire thing. When I get to heaven and San Pedro goes, no, you've done a lot of bad stuff, Omar. I'm going to go, okay, well, but I lived with Liliana for 18 years. You know, he's going to go, oh,
I'm
sorry, man. Go right in. We got your VIP spot right here.
So there was a lot of yelling?
From her, yeah. Okay. There's always been a lot of yelling, yeah.
But was it always like you the good guy and she the bad girl?
No. I think that we switched at some point, but it was different. You know, I think as part of the Mexican culture too is that I probably had a little bit more freedom.
A bit more?
Whatever.
So, all right. What was that? What was that? What do you have
more
to say?
No, it's true. Just like growing up, obviously, we live with my dad. So obviously, my dad, he was more protective of me. Okay. So he would always tell me, no, you can't go out like to this hour, you know, the same time that my brother is like, why? Because you're a girl. It's not good.
Well,
you know,
it's just that, you know, and if you go out and the bars close at 2, right, and you're going out to a bar, and then Liliana would have to come back at 2 or even before that, right?
Right.
Because both me and my father knew that if you were out after that time, you probably weren't up to any good, right?
No. So you're not dancing anymore.
No, you're not dancing, that's for sure. So I would tell my dad, she needs to come back at 2 because I know what happens after 2.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's true.
So were you the enforcer?
Well, I think my dad was. I think, okay, you know, he would say this time and I would make sure that it happened. But no, he was the rule setter, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
is that even a word?
Sure.
Okay. Rule setter. Yeah, you don't mess with my dad. Oh, no. Definitely. Right now we call him to ask him, like, you know, if he would remember something. And he's like, you know, is that everything you did wrong? Obviously, you do it like you were hiding from me because, and it's true, we were always like hiding from my daddy, so he never knew the bad things.
Oh, wait, no. What's he going to think when he hears this podcast?
I don't know.
I'm going to save it and send it to him right away.
Papi.
So tell us another story about Lily doing something funny.
Well, this was when she was very, very young, but she was telling us she wanted to be and she was very serious about it too. She wanted to be a verdulera. I'm like, what?
A verdulera.
The
this verdulera is like a fruit vendor.
It's a fruit vendor that it's basically what you say about like truck drivers, right? That
we say the truck drivers swear a lot.
Swear a lot, and that's basically what verdulera is.
But a truck driver girl.
Okay.
Girl, like, right. And it's basically what it is. It's a verdulera, somebody that works at a market, and they're very
rough around the edges.
Rough around the edges, mm-hmm. Which, you know, it's kind of close enough. But anyway.
Oi!
But anyway, and we're all, and she's telling this thing, you know, in front of everybody, and we're like, those are your aspirations? You want to be a verdulera? And what she meant was be a vegetarian. That's what she wanted to say. It's like, I want to be a verdulera. I'm like, what? You don't need to go to school for that. Really, you know, we can save the money in private schools.
I meant vegetariana.
And it didn't come true anyway.
Yeah, I know. I love meat.
Mm. You know, I heard a story of that when Liliana was little, she didn't know that the marathon was an Olympic sport. Oh, wait, that was last week.
Oh.
I can't believe it. Seriously, this is the worst. We were talking about the Olympics, and I said, there's no marathon in the Olympics.
But she was so sure about
of
it.
Course.
You know?
Oh, of course. No, she's debated me. I'm not kidding, okay? So I do basically corporate finance for this is my life, right? This is what I do for a living. And she's debated me about corporate finance with such a strong attitude to say, if I didn't know any better, I would go, I guess you're right.
Yeah. You see, but I convince people. That's
I'm
good.
Like, I'm sorry, Liliana. I don't know what I'm talking about. You should call my boss and let them know that I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. To hire you.
That's true. I've always been like that.
But you know what? That has been kind of like when she was little. It's always been like that, you know, kind of opinionated, loud, and that hasn't changed. I assume you guys know this.
Hello.
But, but you know, it makes sense what she's doing now, you know, all these podcasts and stuff like that, because she's always had that thing for traveling and learning languages. Now that I'm here and I'm, you know, seeing what she's doing, I think it kind of makes sense when I look back and what she was doing as a kid. You know.
So she's supposed to be here.
She's supposed to be here, yeah.
Okay.
Especially in China.
Are there any things that she liked as a kid that she might be embarrassed about, like pop stars or funny foods that she used to eat? Or
pop stars, yes. You should see her room when she was growing up. It was like crazy.
Oh, God.
All these guys and stuff. I can't say the same thing because I had the same, you know, I had all the girls.
No,
and stuff,
he had all too. Samantha Fox. Do you remember?
Oh,
remember?
Touch me. Yep. I want to be.
She lived in my bedroom for like 10 years or something.
And
like
then
that.
He changed it for like a huge poster of Michael Jordan. He was obsessed with Michael Jordan.
Whoa. Oh, no. Not the same way.
Yeah, I remember that.
Samantha Fox,
what
Michael
was the
Jordan.
Poster you had about the perfect man needs to be blah, 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 and then the list just goes on and on and on?
It was a poster that it was a picture of this guy, and he says a perfect man has to be sweet, honest, nice, you know, affectionate.
Yeah, exactly.
And he has to feed you like ice cream every day or something. It was good.
Feed you ice cream? What?
I don't know. What was
you don't
he
want
seeing?
To get fat.
Yeah. And then he's gonna leave.
Yeah.
The perfect man left.
Perfect man had to go to work.
Yeah. Anyway, so Omar, thank you so much for being here. Seriously, it's great to have you at Studio Fiesta.
Thank you. Gracias.
Gracias
a ti.
Okay, so now we're going to say goodbye. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Bye. Bye.